Hare Krishna. Yesterday evening we had a temple room packed full of devotees, mostly from the farm, but some visitors as well from far afield as Egad, and we had a pizza party. I sponsored a pizza chips feast for the devotees. We couldn't do it on the day before because it was Ekadasi, so we did do it yesterday, and I think everyone was very pleased, very, very happy with that. And today they have questions from Anatta Das here in Hungary. There are actually two questions that are almost identical, more than just similar, but actually identical. And basically he's asking about, I think, our preaching on Eco Valley, and particularly preaching about sustainability, as well as protecting the environment. I'll just briefly translate. He says devotees are really fired up about preaching about saving the environment, whereas Srila Prabhupada says that we don't care about the environment. And in Krishna consciousness philosophy, I can't equate this concern about the environment, which ultimately, according to the Bhagavatam, the demigods are in control of. So what can we do about it anyway? And more or less he repeats that in the other one, and then sort of adds, why do this type of indirect preaching instead of directly spreading God consciousness? So my response was on the Hungarian. My response is in the English, is that I think he needs to get some facts right. First of all, I've never seen, although I'm open to seeing, some kind of quote from Srila Prabhupada where Prabhupada says, we don't care about saving the environment. Rather, my understanding of Srila Prabhupada's teachings overall is that Srila Prabhupada was very much concerned about saving the environment, because that's what it means to be a devotee. Krishna created this world, and he created this world for us to live in it in a certain way. For instance, cleanliness as being a quality of a Vaishnava is not just something we're meant to be doing inside our house, but it's meant to do with the whole world, keeping the world clean. Living according to the natural order of things, the way Krishna wants us to live, is taking care of the environment. Living according to the law of Ishopanishad, Isha Vashamidam Sarvam, everyone's got their quota. So when everyone's got their quota, means you have to respect what quota and what lifestyle Krishna has given you. That means that you have to respect the laws of the environment, and you can't exploit it. You can't take more than what your quota is, otherwise you're taking away from others, and you can't act in such a way as to jeopardize both yourself and others getting their quota by interfering with the natural laws of the world. In other words, polluting our soil, air, water, everything like that. How can people then get their quota, and how can they be therefore Krishna conscious? So yes, Srila Prabhupada was very much concerned, and we are also very much concerned with the environment, because it means taking care of that which Krishna has given us, and living that type of godly life. And then as far as the idea that, well, the demigods are in charge anyway, that's like a real impersonal approach to things. One could even say that it's a Mayavad concept. Just because the demigods are in charge of nature and the world around us, that doesn't mean we have the right to do anything and everything. They're not there to become street sweepers that all the mess that human beings create, they're supposed to clean up. But rather that, as Krishna says in the Gita, Ishtan Bhogan Hiyodevada Sante Jagyabhavita, that they provide the necessities of man, but then we're supposed to live a life based on yajna or sacrifice, and we're supposed to live according to the principles of sacrifice, not according to the principles of exploitation. It's, for instance, using the example that people sometimes who don't really quite understand the balance between karma and free will and destiny, they say, well, if I kill somebody, then it's his karma to die, so why should I be punished? No, you have free will. You have the free will not to kill someone, and you need to exercise that free will by living like a human being and practicing principles of nonviolence and self-control. And if you don't, then you get punished. You do get punished for that. So, similarly, just because the demigods are in charge of the world around us, that doesn't mean that we can just exploit the world. We have a responsibility to live responsibly in the world that we are in such a way that we don't live over and above beyond our means, that we don't poison and pollute that which others, including ourselves and future generations, have a right to. We have to learn how to live in this world in a harmonious way, in harmony not just with each other, human beings, but in harmony with animals and in harmony with our home. Isn't taking care of the environment, that doesn't mean that we become environmentalists, but it means that we certainly sympathize, and we also promote that people learn how to live properly in the home that Krishna has given them. And our preaching, Varnashram, is the example. Prabhupada wanted that our farming communities, just like here in Ubajadam or in other places in the world, that our farming communities be actual examples of how to live according to the principles of Isha Bhashyam, according to the principle of just taking what you need, living in harmony with your environment, not destroying the land that you have, not exploiting it, but just taking what you need and not taking anymore. The proof of that, that type of preaching works, I think I already mentioned that before, is, for instance, one very famous scientist, atheist here in Hungary, who would refuse to talk to us when we wanted to sort of challenge him or discuss with him about evolution. He was a real evolutionist, but when it came to Krishna Valley and we were talking about sustainability, he was won over. He, because it was not just a argument about something that may have happened billions and billions of years ago, how did everything come about, but it's something that they can immediately put their hands on right now. It wasn't anything that he could argue with. He couldn't argue that this is the way to live. And so Srila Prabhupada wanted us to present Krishna consciousness in also scientific terms, which is what he told members of the Bhaktivedanta Institute. He gave them the ideas, and scientists have their own culture, their own language, their terminology. He wanted them to present Krishna consciousness in ways that they would therefore be able to accept it and see that actually Krishna has given us all the solutions to the problems of life, and that if people want to practice or if they want to have technology, They can have technology, but they need to stick to simple technology. They don't need tractors. Their technology can be what oxen can pull. And if they learn self-control and learn how to live like that, then they'll be able to actually ensure that everyone has what they need in this world. They may not have what they want. That's why you need to practice self-control so that everyone can get what they need. And for that, we need to be able to reside in a clean house. And therefore, we emphasize to people, yes, you should take care of the world that you're living in. And that's it. We'll continue again tomorrow. And Hare Krishna. Oh yes, and of course, as a final point, preaching about sustainability and living within one's means, protecting the environment around us, is something that we do in addition to Harinam, book distribution, making devotees, worshipping deities, opening temples, having restaurants, distributing prasadam, and so many other things. It's an exaggeration to say that devotees do only environmental preaching and neglect glorifying Krishna.